Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rose, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. I think I'm losing my voice. Yesterday it was kind of scratchy. I don't know. It's all that dust and dirt and craziness in the air. But we did have some rain, which was wonderful. Yes, and we're having some really good weather for October. So joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's good. This week, I have to say, it's been such a crazy week in the whole world with everything going on out there.
Right.
You know, I kind of think people need to step back and take a breath.
Well, go outside in the morning and take a breath.
Yeah.
It's very nice out in the morning.
Yeah, and relax a little bit or something, because some of the stuff I'm seeing happening, even right here in the Coachella Valley, is, you know, it's kind of frightening in ways. It's frightening for media people. You know, you don't know what you can say or can't say anymore. And I don't know. It's all a weird stuff going on.
I'm not up to date. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
All I know is that I live along the lines that I can say anything.
You can say anything.
I can.
Yeah.
A firm believer. I think everybody can say anything they want.
Yeah. And it's all on the platform you use and whatnot. But it is kind of crazy out there, everybody. So, you know, just whew. Slow down.
Well, the beauty of saying what you want is you do have to deal with the consequences.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And again, I think it's all on how you say things, too.
Right.
When you say things, if you're saying it in a way where you're attacking people, that's one thing.
Right.
If you're saying it in a way where it's, well, my opinion, then I think that really should be considered your opinion.
Right.
And not in a mean way. A mean-spirited way. So I don't know, folks. Anyway, lots of stuff going out there. This morning, I'm leaving where I live, and they have a bicycle. I'm not sure what this bicycle race was or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember seeing it anywhere in the paper or getting any notices about it. So I'm driving up to go out of the gate, and they have all the citizens on patrol that are directing traffic at each one of these gates along Portola,
right.
So no one runs over the bicyclists.
Right.
So I'm driving up, and this guy's walking towards me, and I'm in the left lane. They had the right lane shut off. So, all right. And I'm not even to the light. And he says, are you turning left? And I said, yes. He goes, would you use your signal? And I said, well, I would, but you were walking towards me.
Right.
And I haven't even pulled up to the front yet to turn the signal on. And he said, well, your signal.
So he was directing traffic and handing out driving lessons?
Yes,
well,
worry about me. So I said, here, watch this. So I turned the signal on. He said, well, you will be using that left turn signal a lot today. And I said, I have no idea. I thought, what is this?
He doesn't know where you're going.
I know. I had to laugh. And then I said to myself, well, I guess he really takes his job seriously.
Some people do.
Yeah, so thank you very much. Anyway, so yes, folks, I'm a signal nut. I always use mics. Very seldom do I not use a signal.
I do too.
Yeah, I'll put them way on. Sometimes I think, well, that's too far. Everybody's going to think I'm turning. Just going to make a U-turn or something.
And you know what? That drives me nuts. When somebody's driving and they have their signal on and we're passing things that they're not turning at, it drives me nuts.
Yeah. So But I guess sometimes I turn on signal. But I am a signal user. So I apologize to the citizen on patrol officer for not having my signal on soon enough for him. Yeah. Okay. We want to thank Swiss Donuts for. And that's how I got this little talking to. I was going to get donuts from Swiss Donuts for us this morning. Basically, it's for Sean and I, because both of our guests today are callers. We have Diane Chalice-Davy. She is a pageant director of the Pageant of the Masters in Laguna Beach. They are having the Pageant of Monsters.
That sounds like fun.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yes.
On site. So she's going to be calling us and telling us all about it. And I do have some tickets to give away today and next weekend, because the tickets I have are for Halloween night. And I'm thinking about going. I know it's going to be running for 4 nights. But I might go on a different night, because you don't even know yet, Sean, but I decided to take the 28th off of this month.
Of this month?
Of this month. So write that on your calendar.
I will. I'll do that now.
Yeah.
I will forget.
I decided the other day. So anyway, today's show is presented by Abracadabra Garage Door Service, locally owned and operated for over 30 years. And yes, I use them. They're the company that I use to fix my garage door service. You know, I have it done and maintenance, and it's running really good right now. And my new, I think it's a LiftMaster. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Motor in there, and it's doing really well. All right, so we had rain, lightning, thunder, which was beautiful. It was funny because I had pour down rain in Palm Desert, just pouring for about 15 minutes, and yet I did post it on Facebook because, you know, why not? And then I had other people on Facebook in Palm Desert say they didn't get a drop. Did you get anything, Cathedral City?
I wouldn't say I didn't get a drop, but nowhere near the videos that I was seeing.
Yeah.
Nowhere near. It was like they were in two different, I mean, they are in two different places, yeah, but further apart than they were.
Right. Not so close. You hear one person in Palm Desert saying there's pouring down rain and the other saying not. So, yeah, but it was really nice to see. It wasn't so good for all the superintendents out there on the golf courses because right now they're letting everything dry out for the overseeding. And so they can chop it really low and put right. the seed. Well, this rain made the grass that they didn't want to grow that they've been letting dry out for 2 or 3 weeks now. It kind of re-germinated a little bit in some areas, so now they have to kind of let that dry out again. And
it's going to push the seeding a little bit.
Right, and then cut it down. But for all the places that had their seed down, it was great for
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Because that was the extra watering. In fact, my little birds, my morning, which you know it's not morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. I always thought it was morning dove, like in the morning.
Right.
But it's not. It's mourning as in sadness for the loss of someone. I was looking online. I was looking at reading an article about something. I know it was in a magazine I saw. And all of a sudden, I look at the name, and it's Mourning Dove. And I thought, oh, so I went and looked online. And because they have one partner through life or something, and if one dies, the other one mourns. And I'm not sure. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, either did I. I always thought it was mourning. Like
so when you first saw it, you were like, they spelled it wrong.
I did.
Did you?
I thought, wait a minute. But then I remember also hearing that somewhere else. But so I said, well, that's kind of sad because I relate to them as a morning, the sun right. and all that. So I think I'll just relate to them my own way. But in case you want to know, folks, it is not morning. It is morning. What else happened to me this week? There's a lot of Facebook hacking out there. Who knows who's real and who's not asking for you to be friends now. I'm not friending anyone at this point. I have stopped for a little bit. There's so much out there going on that's crazy. In fact, someone else tried to open up another credit card in my name. Or,
really?
Yeah, again, they called me.
I think that you could probably at this point change your social, can't you?
I don't know. You know, that's a good idea.
You could probably just change your social and start fresh.
I had not even thought about that.
It will be a hassle, I'm sure.
Ooh, yeah.
You'll probably have a few months that might not be super fun, but you'll be done with all the madness.
Well, I'm thinking about actually just cutting it down to 2 credit cards and that's it. I only have 5 now.
I don't think it's your fresh information. I think
it's
something
old.
It's old information that's still being used.
That's what she said. She said it's old. She said once you're on that list, it's so hard to get off because they sell these old lists and then it pops up. So again, that card's been canceled. I'll get another one. The lady said, do you want me to send out? Oh, no. She said, I'm going to be sending out that packet with all the information about credit card fraud. And I said, look, I have a whole stack of these in a file.
Yeah.
Don't bother. She laughed. She said, okay. She did. She just said, okay. Yeah. I said, really, don't bother. Yeah. So, in fact, I even put a post on Facebook saying, why don't you just ask me for my info? I'll just give it to you.
Yeah, at this point, I'll give it to you.
Here, you can use it. All right. A Star is Born. There's all the buzz about A Star is Born because a lot of it was filmed out here in the Coachella Valley with Barbara Streisand, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
I think the Barbara Streisand one was
That was
older.
Before. Yeah, I know. But
I saw that. I didn't know that. This is what, like the third or fourth time they've made it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was reading the paper. Yeah, I think it's the fourth or fifth time this has been. It had a different name. The very first film had a different name to it. They changed it to A Star is Born when it was filmed the second time and from there on out. But everybody's a big, big hype. I mean, there's so much hype for a movie. To me, like La La Land, I frankly couldn't. I tried 3 times to watch La La Land all the way through and couldn't do it.
I've never seen it. Yeah. I can't. When they start singing this stuff, I can't do it.
Well, it wasn't even that. There was so much hype. I was waiting for these big moments, and there weren't any for me. So I hope they don't do this to A Star is Born. But I hear it's really good. So we'll see. I might just break down and go to the movies and see it. We want to do a, let's see. What do we have some? Oh, here's something. Did you get your text from the president this week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes. Which was kind of funny. It was a national, which I like that idea, the national wireless test in case of emergency. I think that's a good thing because
I don't understand it. What is it? What's the difference from just the regular, this kid's missing and look for this car?
Well, because you can block all those.
Oh, you can't? Yeah. Oh, you can't block that one?
You can't block this one.
I heard
one.
Some people didn't even get it.
Yeah. You didn't get it?
No, I've heard people didn't even get
it. Oh, really?
So,
oh.
And you can't block it.
I didn't think you could block it.
I didn't know you could block the Amber Alerts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That seems like kind of a...
Yeah, you can block those. Yeah, I know. Some people just don't care. But it was funny because we're sitting in a restaurant and this lady was telling somebody else. And I had to laugh. She said, oh, my gosh, the president sent me a text. And I thought, yeah, okay. Do you think he really sat down and sent you a text?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I thought it was pretty funny. But I do like the idea because what we see these typhoons and all this stuff happening in countries where what the typhoon that just happened, I'm sorry, I don't remember the, I should know what the name, we've been watching on TV, of what country it happened in. It wasn't Thailand, were Indonesia?
That sounds right.
Yeah, but the people had no warning, none. And they're all along the beaches and everything. Right. And then, boom, this gigantic tidal wave comes through and just wipes them. It was just horrific. And people said they just didn't know about it. So I do like the idea of this happening. Just as long as no government, and I'm talking everyone in general, no one in specific, has the ability to constantly text us.
Right.
Yeah. We don't want that. Emergency, national emergency is fine. All right, and big happy birthday shout out to Doug Edwards. Good morning, Doug. How are you? And Gina, happy birthday to you. I heard you had a special meal. Mm-hmm. Sound kind of yummy to me. I'm sorry I wasn't, a little disappointed. I wasn't invited over to share the meal with you, but that's okay, you guys. Sending you lots of love and happy birthday to you, Doug. Have a nice one. Okay, enjoy yourself. Let Gina pamper you, which I know she does all the time anyway. So, okay, and one last thing. I got this letter, and I was just, really almost going to do this. Yeah, right. It says, hi, hope you're doing well. I need a little favor from you. I need to get an iTunes gift card for my niece. It's her birthday, but I can't do this now because I'm currently traveling. Can you get this? Can you get it from any store around you? I'll reimburse as soon as I am back. Kindly let me know if you can handle this. And, oh, by the way, it's only $200 is the amount that I need. So, yeah, if you need to scratch, and I need you to scratch the back of the card to reveal the pin, then take a snapshot of it showing the pin and have the image attached and emailed to me. Really?
You know what? It still works. So
Deborah Lizardi. So I sent Deborah back an email, and I said, I'll do all this after I turn you in for a scam. Yeah, I haven't heard back from Deborah.
I got cussed out yesterday.
Oh, really? Why?
Some Windows technician. He didn't like my answers.
Oh.
Because I like when they call me and tell me that there's something wrong with my computer.
Yeah.
I like to keep them on the phone. I figure if I can keep them on the phone, it's fun for me.
Yeah.
And it makes it so they can't call somebody else. So I feel like I'm helping others.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he just very 0 to 100 just started cussing me out because he didn't like it.
And don't you love that when these people call you to try to sell you something and you say no thank you and they just hang up?
Yeah.
They're really polite when they start. And
yeah.
Then they just
and then
hang
as
up
soon
on
as
you.
They find out you're not interested, yeah, it's all downhill.
Boom. They don't care. They don't even say thanks, goodbye. How do I know? I might change my mind.
Right?
I have
sell
to
me. That's your job.
Yeah. Boy. Anyway, like I said, it's been a crazy week. All right. We're also going to talk to, I think, Linda Haddock. Linda or someone. Is going to be giving us a call from Borrego Springs to talk about the upcoming Borrego Days, October 19th through 21st. I will be there emceeing the parade and the awards ceremony and also broadcasting live on Sunday, which Sean and I know this is probably one of my most stressful remotes because we never know in Borrego Springs. I never know who's going to sit down in front of me. I mean, this show is total winging it from start, beginning to end.
Or who's going to ask you for various information.
Yeah. And then the one time I actually drove from in between that 5-minute break we had in between the show, I drove from point A to point B, which is about 3 minutes away, set up at point B. You had to run music until I got going.
Yeah.
And all this, Sean and I can't hear each other. All we can do is text because of this goes through my phone and through a mixer and all this stuff. But so anyway, I will be broadcasting live again from Sunday. It's always an adventure in Borrego Springs, but Borrego Days is shaping up to be, 53rd event. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to make sure everybody, if you've never been, go. If you have been, go again. And we'll find out more about that in the second hour. As far as prizes, we have those tickets for the Masters, Pageant of the Masters on Halloween night. Well, it's Pageant of the Monsters is really what it is. I don't know why I put Masters. It's Monsters on Halloween night. And we also have Louie take a look at this autographed book. I promised you last week and we didn't do it, but I will do that this week. And that number at some point you're going to need to call is 760-440-8255. And before we go to break, I need to stress this. We had someone, and I'm not sure who it was, I didn't even ask, that won a prize recently that had won a prize at the same place several times, but not through me. And I want you to know that Living Desert, Air Museum, Tram, a lot of the theaters and whatnot, they all have lists now of people who win, because there are some people who tend to go all over to every radio station or whatever and try to win things. So they do have a list of that now, and they're calling out the different businesses and saying, hey, you know, this person can't make a living out of winning stuff from us. So we keep track of it. Sean keeps track of who wins what here. So please just keep that in mind. If you have won a prize of this type, don't call in and try to win it again unless it's been, you know, at least 6 months or so. Please don't do that. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out our picks of the week from CoachellaValley.com, find out what's free, and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom to answer that phone and keep us on the air is Sean Flanagan. All right, so before we go into our pick of the week presented by CoachellaValley.com, this segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. And did you know that Animal Samaritans, they do spayed and neutering and all that sort of stuff over there? They take care of our dental work, you name it. They do it over there at Animal Samaritans. And that you can donate food. They sell certain brands. It's Kirkland Maintenance Cat and Kirkland Adult Dog. You can buy a bag, you know, bags of these over at Costco and take them over to Animal Samaritans, which is just right over the bridge over there on Ramon Road that runs through in Thousand Palms, and donate it to help feed the animals and stuff that they have there. That would be really, really nice. So, and you can always give them a call at Animal Samaritans at, when it's there, their number is 760-343-3433. But I think a great way to help them out, if you don't have to have animals, is go on over there and donate some pet food for cats and dogs. So that's just a suggestion. So we thank them. All right. I sent out my weekly e-blast, and you can always sign up for that on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Make sure you use that. That's where you find out all the information that is going on about Traveling with Francoise. And at the bottom of it, I had the old website forever, or actually up at the top, Abracadabra Garage Door Service. I had Abra Doors on there, and one of our fans that read the e-blast said, Francoise sent me an email and said, are you selling domain names? I thought, what? So I sent back an email. I went, no. And then I said, why? He goes, because your Abracadabra Garage Door Service link goes to a domain name service. So sure enough, I open it up, and I get paranoid when I make mistakes like that, and click on it, and it was selling an Abra Door domain name. Or
right,
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, basically, somebody doesn't have it. So when you go to it, they're like, oh, hey, you want it?
But I remember when Albert and I were talking about all this, he said they had switched their old website to a new one, but I had accidentally taken the old one, which was still on an older business card he was using. Right. So my mistake, and we just redid the commercial. It is abracadabradoors.com. Again, that's abracadabra, just like it sounds, you know, poof, magic, doors.com. So sorry about that, Albert, over there. But yeah, I'm glad that someone pointed that out to me. And I looked on the website. It's been right on the Traveling with Francoise website. There was no problem there. All right. And Renova Energy, I know Vince was off to Nevada to look at that new Tesla power plant. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about that. So that should be interesting to see, even though everyone's so afraid of Elon Musk. He's kind of like a mad genius, and he scares a lot of people.
I think he should.
Why would I? I mean, I wish I could be forward-thinking like that. I mean, the guy is a genius in his own way.
I think every genius is crazy.
Yeah, a little bit of a man.
You'd have to be.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about if it was common, then everybody would think of it.
Everybody would do. Right.
You kind of have to be crazy.
I mean, take a look at Albert Einstein.
Right.
At least Elon looks, you know, normal. of Albert did. All right. Also, we want to welcome A1 Custom Golf Cars to the show, which now they are partnered up with Desert Battery. So it is A1 Custom Golf Cars, Desert Battery. They do it all. We're going to get them on this show. So for all of your golf car needs, not just the ones you use on the golf course, the ones you use in the street, at your business and whatnot, A1 Custom Golf Cars in Palm Desert, they do it all. And they also have Desert Battery, and they have 3 locations to serve you. All right, our pick of the week, presented by CoachellaValley.com. What do we have going on? Well, I am picking the 3rd annual La Quinta Brewing Company Oktoberfest Parking Lot Party, which happens on Saturday, January 27th at 2 to 9 p.m. at the La Quinta Brewing Company. They say you can wear your Lederhosens. The best dressed German outfit wins a $25 La Quinta Brewing Company gift card. And it sounds like just, you know, kind of fun. A parking lot party, always fun, casual and relaxed. It's $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And you can get this through the La Quinta Brewing Company's, just call the store over there. Craig Campbell, what does he have up on top? He's going to fly, hopefully, in a B-17 Flying Fortress. They're giving rides and tours on Monday, October 8th. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6 at the Palm Springs Air Museum. I did that, almost got sick, but it was quite an experience. And Sean, what are you picking?
I picked the Paint El Paseo Pink because I've been and it's really fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really a nice one. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. So Paint El Paseo Pink happening on October 13th. Coming Saturday in the morning, you can register. I think it's $25 and you get a T-shirt and a bunch of stuff. And yeah, such a good cause. So that's a good one as well. All right, we have 3 good picks. Okay, on that note, I think we have to step aside. And when we come back, we should be finding out about the Pageant of the Monsters. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and so much more. Located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, it is The 500 and Ristretto. Go to the website at the500ps.com. All right, Diane Chalice-Davey, the director of the Pageant of the Masters Festival of the Arts in Laguna Beach, has not called yet, but that's okay. You know how we do on this show when things happen, because they confirmed this. I have, 4 pieces of the paper in front of me where they confirmed her calling in. But obviously, something came up this morning. So we will go ahead and discuss this ourselves. Now, I remember I talked about the Pageant of the Masters, the site that it's on, the Festival of the Arts, the grounds right there. They now have, this is a special Pageant of the Monsters. And this is going to be a fun, fun night, couple nights actually, October 26th, 27th, 28th, and 31st. And it is on the grounds of the Pageant of the Masters Festival of the Arts. Now, they are going to actually take the whole stage area and beyond and make it into some sort of a Halloween maze, which sounds like a lot of fun to me because of all the props and stuff they already have there on the site. I don't know. I could see where it just sounds like fun to me.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, people love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you go upstairs and downstairs, they have the room with all
all the mystery and suspense.
Yeah, the wig heads and all this weird stuff that they already have in there. I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, maybe I might just go over there and enjoy this. Now, it says here, let me see, look at all my notes here. They also have a contest right now about a scarecrow contest, and that's already, it's closed to enter that, but they're going to have scarecrows all over the place, and that was part of the fun, too. Also at the event, they're going to have, let's see, they're going to transform their backstage areas into a haunted house. The event also features Halloween-themed art activities, music, sideshows, food, drink, and other spooktacular surprises. And again, it is on the grounds of the Festival of the Arts, and the tickets are $15 for adults in advance, $20 at the door, $10 for children 12 and under. They say this event is not recommended for children under 5. I don't think any really spooky, scary thing should be for little kids anyway.
No, I don't think so. And they really want it. And it's tough. Because I have, like, all the, like, Jasmine, the grandkids, already, like, when they're too young, they're like, I want to go. It's just like, you can't
really?
Yet.
Yeah, because some of it's just, I have been to the haunted ship, Queen Mary.
All right, I haven't been there.
Yeah, that's fun, too, because you go down into the bowels where supposedly the ghosts are, and then they
Did
do
you
this
see
whole...
Anything?
Pardon me?
Did you see anything?
No, I didn't see anything. I only had that experience in my room. But they do this whole thing up in the parking lot where it really is scary. I mean, that's a whole other tour, a haunted tour on the Queen Mary. But outside of the Queen Mary in the parking lot, anyway, that's a lot of fun too. But this sounds like something new. It's called Pageant of the Monsters, something I've never done. Sounds like a lot of fun. It says this year's theme for the haunted house is Raiders of the Lost Ark, inspired by the Indiana Jones series. Attendees can trek through the creepy jungle empire of the Amazon to the long abandoned desert tombs of the pharaohs. Encounters with the cannibals, mummies, and yes, slithering reptiles are likely. Jeez. If you don't like reptiles, I don't know. That's not for you. But it looks like a lot of fun. They say the Festival of the Arts grounds are going to be filled with ghoulish, interactive fun for the whole family, including art activities, face painting, music, a reptile zoo, and the all-new Scarecrow competition, and so much more. Now, you can go to their website and go to foapom.com/monsters/scarecrows. I have this on the Traveling with Francois website, and you can see what this is all about. But again, it is the Pageant of the Monsters happening at the Laguna Beach Festival of the Arts grounds. I do have some tickets to give away for Halloween night. This would be a really nice kind of date night, fun trip, you know, go out there to Laguna Beach, just go have a fun, crazy night of laughter, go down by the water, sit and look at the stars. I don't know. I'm making a whole evening out of this, but I don't know. It sounds like something different and something fun to do, because we do have a few things here in the Coachella Valley, but yeah, I don't know, nothing like this, though. You know, we have downtown Palm Springs where they do the costume show, but really nothing quite like this. So again, Pageant of the Monsters, the nights that this is happening is October 26th, 27th, 28th, and 31st from 6 to 9:30 p.m. There is plenty of parking around the area over there. If you would like to go, I have two tickets for October 31st. They're only good for Halloween night for the Pageant of the Monsters. Talk to your friends. See if this is something you would want to do. If you would like these tickets for two to the Pageant of the Monsters on Halloween night, you can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. These tickets will be at will call, so you would just pick them up there at the event site. Remember, it's from 6 to 9:30. And these tickets are for October 31st only. Like I say, look at whoever you're thinking about going with. Give them a call, and then you can give us a call during the next part of the show and let us know. 760-440-8255. Again, for the Pageant of the Monsters. Like I say, I'm thinking about going. Oh, yeah. I am thinking about going. Or you can actually call now and win them if you want them right now. So it's up to you. You know, definitely whatever you would like to do. So, but sounds like fun to me. Sounds like something quite interesting. And for Diane, well, Diane, sorry that we missed your call, but I wanted to tell you that you did such a great job with the Under the Sun, this last year's Pageant of the Masters. I really, really enjoyed it. I liked all the technology, all the new things you're bringing into it. So good job. Good job, Diane. All right. Then I think on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the free events going on in the Coachella Valley. Remember, we have those tickets for Pageant of the Monsters. We also have the book for Louie. Take a look. The autograph book anyway about anyway we'll be right back. Francois Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. I didn't even some of the stuff I normally cover in the very beginning. We were too busy talking about of all the weird things going on in the world right now, from the fake news and the credit card scams and the email scams and all the scams. I forgot to tell you that I was on KSQ yesterday morning, and we did take a look at Borrego's days then. So, and I just posted on the YouTube page my Yosemite piece. I was just a little bit behind. Sometimes it happens. I don't know why it just happens. All right, so what's free out there? We're going to get more and more free events happening here in the Coachella Valley. And I picked just a handful, and then we talk about them on the air here. So at the Rancho Mirage Public Library in their community room, they have free movies going on right now all through the month of October. And these are Alfred Hitchcock film series, which works good with October. October is supposed to be a spooky month, even though I think I saw my first Christmas commercial.
Did you already?
Already. It was from Disneyland.
That's funny.
Yeah. It was about how Disneyland is going to be all decorated for Christmas. They forgot Halloween completely, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't care about Halloween. They're already promoting going to Disneyland for Christmas. Anyway, North by Northwest is playing tomorrow from 2 to 4:45 p.m. at the community room at the Rancho Mirage Library. It is a free movie. I'm not sure what that one is about, but it must be a scary, spooky movie. They saved the best one to last. Psycho is going to be on Monday, October 29th. I think that's the scariest. But then A Rear Window, that was scary. I don't know, Alfred Hitchcock. He had definitely, it's talking about different brains out there. He definitely had a strange one, too. So that's happening tomorrow, Monday, October 8th from 2 to 4:45 p.m., and that is free. Here's another one over at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. The Rancho Mirage Writers Festival Foundation, they have English journalist and writer Andrew Morton is going to be there on Thursday, October 11th from 2 to 3. That's pretty huge. I was thinking Andrew Morton is known for his biographies of the royal and famous figures. His latest books are Wallace in Love, about Wallace Simpson and Meghan, A Hollywood Princess, about the new Duchess of Sussex. So that happens this week, Thursday, October 11th from 2 to 3. So when I saw that, I looked at it again. I thought, Andrew Morton, is this an Andrew Morton look-alike or wannabe or something? But no, it's really him.
Really?
Yeah, so they're going to get a lot of people at this event. I suggest you get there early. It is from 2 to 3, so I wouldn't show up at 2 and expect to find a good seat. There'll be seats way in the back. And then, let's see, what else is free? Braille Institute. They have their horticulture and gardening on October 12th. Find out about soil, growing tomatoes, herbs, greens, and other butterfly gardens. And that is happening at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. You can check it out over there at the Braille Institute. And again, it is happening October 12th, horticulture and gardening. And then don't forget the art walk and wine tasting happening up in Idlewild on October 13th. So you can actually go to, and I know you have to pay to drink the wines and stuff, but the art walk and everything is free and is from 11 to 5. So you could go to paint El Paseo Pink first. And then get in the car and go up to Idlewild.
Sounds like a plan.
That would be quite a full day.
But it would be a fun day.
It would be, yeah, it would be a very fun day. So this is their 21st annual event. It is art walk and wine tasting. The art walk is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that is free. The wine tasting is from 2 to 5 p.m. And, of course, you have to pay a small amount for, I think, probably a wristband or something that will get you a sample at the different spots. Or you just pay each time you go. But for more information, you can go to artinidlewild.org. That is artinidlewild.org. And all that information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. All right. So what do you have to pay for? That is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They are over there off of Varner Road. And 760-343-7333 is their information. And their website is arcattire.org. So what's happening? So we talked about this before, that the Cuisine and Art Tuesdays, every Tuesday in October from 4 p.m. to close, two- or three-course dining and art experience. You go by one of the seven participating galleries from 4 to 6 for sampling of tasty treats as you check out the wonderful art. Each gallery has paired to a restaurant to offer delightful tasting. So you can go to many galleries as you like. And then around 6 p.m., head to one of the six participating restaurants and order from the Cuisine and Art Tuesday's fixed menu of $24.95. Okay, so there you go. That's how I couldn't figure out at first quite how they did it. So you go to one of the art galleries, then you go to one of the restaurants that is listed on this little card that they give you, which is Beyond Balisage, Bubba's Bones and Brews. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Bubba's?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think it's actually not too far from my house. Isn't it in Cathedral City?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do know where it's at.
Bubba's, Bones, and Brews. I haven't heard them. Justin Eat and Drink. That's a fairly new restaurant. I've heard of them. I hear the food is very... Well, actually, the food so for all these I've heard is very, very good. Nicolino's. Been to Nicolino's a lot of times. The Runaway and Trilusa. So I like Trilusa. They all do a good job. So again, $24.95. You get a prefix menu after you go look at some art. And it sounds like a lot of fun. So that happens on every Tuesday night in October. And the art galleries open at 4, from 4 to 6, and then you go on over to the restaurant. So that is something that you can go do. We're talking about Paint El Paseo Pink. That is happening next Saturday, October 13th. That was Sean's pick for something to go do. Celebration is happening from 7 to 10:30 a.m. with over 1,500 attendees. Now, you can enter the morning of, go on over there. The T-shirts, there might not be any left by the time you get there, but you can actually enter online as well. It is $25 per person. You can go to desertcancerfoundation.org or contact us at 760-773-6554. And remember, all the information that we talk about is posted on Traveling with Francoise, the website. The website has podcasts, television shows, contest page, travel blog. It has a lot.
Your one-stop shop.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
For everything Francoise.
Everything right there that has to do with the show. Not really so much about me, but about the show.
You are the show.
Yeah, and things that we talk about. In fact, I just posted the link to the Ramona television episode. And here's some news for everyone. You all liked the Cuisines Around the World show so much that I'm going to be filming another one. And this time, we're going to have Irish food. We're going to have Japanese food, and we're going to have Mediterranean cuisine.
It all sounds good.
Doesn't it sound good?
Yes.
Yeah, and the Irish pub is actually that new one that's going to be opening up in Rancho Mirage. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's called O'Kane's.
I haven't.
And it is gigantic.
Really? Where in Rancho Mirage?
You know where Gelson's is?
Uh-huh.
The shopping center over there. There was that little strip mall kind of at the end, right in there. And I think there used to be an Asian restaurant or something in there on the corner, if I recall.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And maybe a credit union. I don't know. But anyway, took that whole strip and they're making it into a beautiful Irish pub.
I have to check that out.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be. And they're so excited. I've talked to them a couple times now. They're so excited about the chef and the dishes he's going to be preparing. And they're just it's going to be something. They already started putting some commercials out there. But like I say, it's going to be quite a spectacle.
You know what? I did see a commercial for that.
Yeah, it says O'Kane's.
And that's exactly why I remember it, because I was like, what is that?
Exactly. And I was talking to the guy. I was talking to Gerald, and he told me his dad was the mayor of Palm Springs or something at one time. I don't know. It's funny how you talk to people, because I said, you might want to start putting what city it's in. And he was laughing. He said, well, all the people in Rancho Mirage know where it is. I said, right. Yeah, but all of us outside of Rancho Mirage.
But it made you look for it, though.
Well, that's
what I'm saying. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
That's what he said. He said, and I figured they were going to do that. But after I saw a couple of them without the name of the city, I thought, okay, come on, put the city on there. But the commercials are very appealing. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. So congratulations to them. There are a lot of new places going up in the valley. In fact, I think there's going to be a new hotel. We'll talk about that in the second hour out in Coachella, and a bunch of stuff going on. All right, other things happening. The Living Desert celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month with a free admission. Heritage Month with a free admission for children on weekends, September 15th through October 15th. That's going to be ending soon with their La Gran Fiesta on Saturday, October 13th. So you can go on over and experience that. It is one free child admission for every paid adult on each Saturday and Sunday throughout this event until next weekend. So definitely check that out at the Living Desert. All right. And we also have the Death by Chocolate at Venus de Fido. They still have some tickets available. This happens on Thursday, October 25th. It's a reception and a silent auction, then a dinner at 6:30 p.m. It is a murder mystery ending with a chocolate buffet to die for. It is $89 per person. Inclusive seating is limited. They do have a few tickets left if you want to support Les Dames Les Escoffières, and that is women in food, really, is what it is. It's chefs, women chefs, and they help them with scholarships and all sorts of things. So it's very good organization. They've been around for a long, long time. Sean, you brought up something that was interesting in the last show. that really has nothing to do with this event, except that you told me that chocolate is bad for dogs.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Like, just absolute poison.
I've never heard that.
Well, it's the pure chocolate.
Like, as in?
Like real chocolate, like darker chocolate or the higher percentages. Like milk chocolate, it would take more.
Yeah.
But real chocolate, it's a very small amount that could take out like a large dog.
Really? I mean, yeah. I guess I don't think of people, first of all, feeding their dogs
chocolate. Actually, I had one time, one of my dogs had gotten into some, I don't remember the name of them, but it was chocolate. And I was terrified for just that night even. I was just because I thought I was going to wake up to her.
Did she get sick?
I think she did get sick, but she ended up okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. So, I mean, I never thought chocolate could be bad for anyone
right?
or anything. Chocolate's so good. Yeah. All right. So, again, this is Death by Chocolate at Vinos de Fidos. I know why you brought it up, because where they're having it, Vinos, with the dogs. But they're not going to be feeding chocolate to any dogs anyway. And Vinos de Fidos, very interesting. If you've never been over there, they also have all this area for humans, the spas and shopping and all this sort of stuff, a little cafe. So even if you don't even understand which either one of these are, but you want to support it, go on over there. Support the women who are – their career path is becoming chefs. Definitely go on Thursday, October 25th, 5:30 p.m. For more info, their website is ldeips.org, and that is on Traveling with Francois. So, and here's another new event. This one is not another. The other one is not another. They've been having this event for a long time, but this one here is new. It is at the Peacemaker Course. I met with these ladies during the week, and they are really doing a good job with what they are doing. It's the Peacemaker Courts Association. This is a image viewing videos by youth from Africa to Australia. They have a film festival that goes along with the Peacemakers. I mean, it's Peacemakers is trying to let the youth know about working with law enforcement and whatnot. And they're trying to do this with videos. It's a whole new – videos, of course, is the way of the world for our youth. And this is a way to bring the youth, connect them with the peace officers and people who make peace around the world. Peacemakers has been around for 20 years. But this event is happening Sunday, October 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. It is right down the street here, actually, at the Regional Access Project Foundation on Eclectic Street. Is Eclectic Street the next one over? I mean, it's right in this area here.
I don't know what street that is.
Yeah, because we're on Merle, and that's on Eclectic. So definitely come on over. It is a $20 donation, suggested donation at the door. They would appreciate it. You don't have to, but this is going to be they're going to be showing some videos, award-winning videos and whatnot on Peace in the Streets television. So should be quite interesting. For more information, you can go to psgff.com, and I will have that on Traveling with Francois's website. So it's all about videos and youth around the world and what they're doing. So again, this is going to be very limited seating to this event. But again, it's Sunday, October 28th from 4 to 7, and I will have more information of this on the Traveling with Francois's website. And for those of you tennis buffs, yes, the tickets are on sale now for the BNP Paribas Open. Phew, doesn't happen till March. We're already selling tickets now. So I say it's a good Christmas present.
I didn't even think about it. It's a very good, good Christmas present.
Some of these things, and a lot of people say after the fact, they say, boy, we wish we would have done that, that you can get these tickets and give them somebody for Christmas. So there you go. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, it's going to be all about travel. We're going to talk about Borrego Digs, what's going on in the world of travel, and give away that book, that autographed book, and so much more right here on Traveling with Francois. We'll be right back.